Texans warned of more flash flooding amid widespread thunderstorms. By Amy Furr on July 13, 2025. Authorities have issued flash flood warnings as rain continues pounding areas of central Texas and residents are still reeling from the deadly floods that hit on the 4th of July. Burnett and northwest Williamson counties were under a flash flood warning until 10 a.m. on Sunday, while the counties of Tom Green, Brown, Runnels, Coleman, McCulloch, Crockett, Sutton, San Saba, Concho, Kimball, Mason, Koch, Schleicher, Menard, Sterling and Irion were under a flood watch until 1 p.m., CBS Austin reported. A flood watch was issued until 7 p.m. for the counties of Bear, Travis, Williamson, Hayes, Comal, Val Verde, Kerr, Burnett, Medina, Uvalde, Kendall, Gillespie, Llano, Bandera, Blanco, Kinney, Real, and Edwards. The outlet noted that as of 7 a.m., the Lampasas River had risen to 25 feet. A CU meteorologist showed viewers the extent of the flood watch zone that extended to the U.S.-Mexico border and across West Texas. He said the area with the increased risk was the hill country that saw the deadly flooding. All of this area is the feeding waterways for the Colorado River and the Guadalupe River. And so again, these are the same areas that were just hit hard last weekend, he explained. According to AccuWeather, a front that crossed over the southern Rockies and southern plains has stalled over the region, setting the stage for widespread thunderstorms from Texas to Arkansas. Many of the thunderstorms will be slow-moving, which can dump several inches of rain in a short period of time. Much of the ground remains saturated in Texas, especially where the significant flooding occurred in Texas Hill Country, which will exacerbate flooding concerns into Monday. Individuals are urged to have many ways to receive flood-related watches and warnings 24 hours a day. Residents and visitors should make a plan and be aware of the quickest means to get to higher ground should flash flooding occur. More than 100 people died in the floods over the Independence Day weekend, with many of those victims being children. Now, communities affected by the devastation are grieving the loss and working to clean up their communities, per Breitbart News. As of late Friday, 103 deaths had been counted in Kerr County alone, 36 of whom are children who perished in the early morning flood event impacting several Hill Country counties on July 4. The statewide death toll stands at 129, with 160 still missing, the outlet said on Saturday.